Welcome back, New Zealand Army and Wish Art. This is Radio Pacific. And the phone number, when you get through this hour, 0800 3093 or 0930939. Don't forget, we'll be doing questions at 9.45 tonight. So stay tuned for that. And cast your vote while you're listening in our political poll, our first for the year. If an election were held tonight, who would you vote for? If you want to cast your vote, simply log on to the internet, www.investigatemagazine.com, and click on the link beneath the Radio Pacific logo, and follow the instructions to cast your vote in our political poll. We'll bring you the details before 10 o'clock. Now, Geoffrey, you were saying.
Yeah. G'day, Ian. Yeah, what I initially rang about was this cop scenario, but as I was tuning into Pacific, there's a channel on before I got Pacific, and it was Talkback, and I think it was, it was a Maori program or channel, and, there's this business with Don Brash has upset quite a lot of people, eh? I don't know the name of the radio station, but, some of the callers I was listening to that were coming through was just, there was just so much anger, eh, and hate, and, some of the stuff they were talking about, eh? It's just quite scary, actually.
Look, the proof of it is we're all rednecks, brown, white, red, brindle, whatever. Talkback radio,
yeah.
Whether it's Māori, Pākehā, whatever. It's about passion. It's about people who have strong feelings about things, and that's why you're going to get that. Of course, they're going to react.
Cool. Yeah. Yeah, this thing with the cop thing, I've been following it, eh? And, you know, it's headlines and in the paper and the homes and, of course, Talkback. It's pretty big on Talkback. And I was just trying to debate my mind. Like, you know, I'm listening to all the scenarios that are coming out and the accusations and this and that and all sorts of things. And I just can't work out if it belongs in a sleazy little smut column in The Truth or one of those picture or people bloody magazines, or is it... does it actually deserve to be blasted on the homes, the papers, the media, and,
Yeah, I think it does. I mean, the salacious details, yes, would belong in Truth quite happily. But the significance of this, in as much as this man is being groomed to be the future police commissioner, it cannot be denied, and not only that, possibly the first Māori police commissioner, it cannot be denied that these are significant factors relating to his personal ability or wisdom in handling such a job. It also, as the comments reported by former Detective Chief Inspector Rex Miller during a police complaints inquiry, police complaints authority inquiry, that the head of the Rotorua CIB described the woman as, "She's just a police slut. I like my women young and fresh," indicates there's possibly a much, much bigger story lurking in the background there.
Yeah, but there are girls around who are in, like, maybe a police mole or something.
I'm
trying to work it out myself.
Look, I mean, I'm not denying it. It's quite, and she had consensual sex with one of these police officers. It's quite possible that she was a 17-year-old girl looking for love in all the wrong places and getting highly active in the process. Quite possible. And, radio stations, music radio stations have them. You know, some of the women who ring up, you know, radio DJs, legends, have been told about such stories. So that sort of thing does go on. However, you would have to ask, and I made the point to a previous caller, I said if this was a pleasant experience and the word no was never mentioned once because everybody was enjoying themselves, then do we really think that a woman who's now a mother of three, happily married, is suddenly going to come out of the woodwork again and be filmed and photographed, not with pixelated face or anything like that, but to be right there in the public eye at the centre of a major issue like this? I think that tells me that she's telling the truth, or certainly what she believes to be the truth. And you know, she may well, and of course with all these things, you know, maybe the truth is somewhere in the middle. It may well have begun as a consensual act. But I'm sure as certain things developed, she must have said no. It must have hurt. And nobody paid any attention. I think that's what's at the centre of this. If you thought, you know, I think that's what it comes down to. So it is important because it goes right to the heart of, you know, our law enforcement and our ability even more so. And this is why the fresh inquiries are being particularly ordered. Not only that such a thing could take place, but that several investigations could be flawed when they should be above board. And that is perhaps even more concerning. So, 12 minutes past 9, thanks for your call. Back in just a moment.
Talk Back with Ian Wishart on Radio Pacific. Phone 309-3099 or 0800-309-3099 from anywhere around New Zealand.
13 minutes past 9, Radio Pacific. And Graham, you're on the air.
Yes, good evening, Ian. Actually, before I get on to Don Brasham and the rise in popularity of the National Party, that comment that you made about what that policeman said about that young woman as being a police slut.
Yep.
Now, I was a taxi driver in a semi-rural area, and within that area was a block of flats. Now, the police would pick up people who came to young married, unmarried mothers and other young women who came to them or referred to them for some particular problem, and they would house them in this area. Now, they were regarded in return for police protection as being police sluts.
So what did you see going on there? You saw police officers regularly visiting women in that particular complex?
Yeah, what I saw was me taking them to the police canteen, the woman, taking them to other areas where these young policemen were, and some of them were married, and taking police to the flat.
Did you see any either explicit or implicit sexual behaviour going on between police and these women?
Oh, well, I'd be likely to, wouldn't I? Other than the odd cuddle in the car and whatnot. But how I gathered it all was through the talk in the camp.
What was said?
Yeah, just what was said, yeah.
So what sort of things were, and this is the women talking or the police?
Both.
What sort of things were they saying that gave?
Oh, they were talking about how, and one particular instance, they were talking about a young married mother that I'd, unmarried mother that I'd previously taken to their canteen. And they were saying in particular about how she performed for more than one of them.
How old would she have been, do you know?
She would be anything from 80 to 18 to about 23, I suppose.
Okay, and was this, I don't want to pin it down too much, but was this area anywhere near the Rotorua Police District?
No.
No? So another part of the country as well. How long ago?
Oh, this is going back good quite a few years now, it'd be 20 years.
So around about the same time, early 1980s.
That's the one.
So the police are effectively, as some callers would say to talk back, a gang in uniform. Or elements thereof.
Yep. Actually, I quite believe that that case is absolutely correct. They are, instead of the Broomstick Boys, they're the Batten Boys.
Yeah, it's a bit of a worry. I would be fascinated. The point is, of course, is that whether anyone else will come forward out of the woodwork to blow the lid on some of these things.
Yes. Now, as far as Don Brasham, the popularity of the National Party goes, this would be an accredited, no doubt, to Don Brasham's speech on Maori affairs.
Yep.
Two things he failed to mention when he mentioned about the brutality of the Maori people was the fact that at the time that the white Europeans that he seems to align himself and his party with were doing absolutely no better around the world, were they?
No.
And also the fact was that they took the most fearsome and bloodthirsty of the tribes in the North Island, armed them and sent them out to do whatever they could, so long as it freed up land for resettlement. And he also forgot to mention, too, that there were a great number of tribes throughout the country who were not warlike at all. In fact, there's a big population of Maori in the North Island were neutral during the Maori Wars. But that didn't stop the government from confiscating their land as well.
Yeah. Oh, look, those land confiscations were an absolute joke. Let's make no bones about that.
Yeah.
They were a national scandal, and that's why I say I have no problem with actually righting some of the wrongs of the past. I think that's fine. What I have a problem with is the other aspect of the treaty, which is this, you know, naive, fairy-like belief that there is some issue of partnership involving the government of the country and that Māori and the Crown will jointly govern over all the rest of us. You know, not over me, Sunshine.
No, I would say that we deserve our position in any kind of government through our own work, not through privilege.
Yeah, that's exactly the point. And it's like, this whole idea of privilege is the thing I battle with normal political parties on an everyday basis. Our whole political system is pregnant with political privilege and the idea that someone is better than the rest of the people of New Zealand. And that's the system we have to do away with, not add to.
Yeah, another thing, Ian, Don, you would say Don Brash is the manager of the Reserve Bank, would be, with his position with the National Party, he always has been a man for overseas investment, hasn't he?
Yep.
Now, I dare say that he would be very, very keen on the idea of that $30 million Islamic school in Christchurch. Now, while he's referring to the Maoris being brutal and murderous, most of that is stopped. But if he's supporting an Islamic community setting up a school in Christchurch, where I should imagine with the 500 pupils they intend to educate there, they will be open to Muslim students throughout the world, not from just where the finances come across.
Yep.
How can he justify what he's saying about the Maori when they have given up 90% of the brutality and torture and whatnot, but this race of people have continued with it even today?
Yeah, but not in New Zealand, though.
No, but...
you'd have to say the Islamic community in New Zealand is pretty much, has clean hands when it comes to the usual crime rate and everything like that. You don't normally see... police are looking for a Muslim, blah, blah, blah.
No, but we have to look at the fact that those Muslim students there won't only be coming from Kuwait.
Yeah, I mean, it'll be one to watch. But as I said, I mean, I don't think we can crack down on freedom of speech just on a whim. There would have to be evidence that the school was actually doing something more than that. Thanks for your call. 20 minutes past 9, Radio Pacific. I'm Ian Wishart. Back in just a moment.
Have you magazine State of the Nation issue yet? Investigate examines 5 key issues that affect us all. If you think oil prices are high now, how does $250 to fill up your tank sound? Oil companies warn of a looming oil shock. We examine global warming and the collapse of the Kyoto Protocol. Should Kiwi taxpayers still have to pay carbon taxes? Check out our story on industrial disease. Is this what's behind modern illness? And Winston Peters' support for binding referenda. Can people power bring politicians back under control? All this and much more in Investigate Magazine's State of the Nation issue, on sale now nationwide or through our website, investigatemagazine.com. Don't miss it.
What?
23 past 9, Radio Pacific. And you can give us a ring. 0800 309 3099 is the phone number. Jane, hello.
Yes, I want to speak about this poor little innocent 17-year-old girl that didn't mind sex from one policeman. My heart bleeds for her. What was the payment in ACC now, 20 years later?
She's been making complaints about this from day one.
Yeah, 20 years later, she accepted sex from one of the policemen, and what that other policewoman that was shaking it, batting around on television, what sort of an act has she got to go on with the police? Why did she leave the police force? It's always these ex-policemen that come forward with all this information.
Let's go back a step. We have on the record and admitted that three police officers had sex at the same time with a 17-year-old child.
Well, she accepted the first one.
We've already had an admission on the record from all the police officers involved that they slept with her simultaneously. There was a group orgy with a 17-year-old girl. They've admitted that. They have admitted as police officers. They have admitted as police officers.
Oh, yes, they've admitted. They've all had a go.
That's right. Yes. They've all had a go. Now,
first one, though.
Yeah, well, that may well be. She was a
17-year-old kid doing out.
Exactly. What was a 17-year-old doing out? What? More to the point. What was it? What was?
Study. She's hardly lost the napkin mark.
Jane, what was a senior police officer doing, taking advantage of a 17-year-old schoolgirl?
No. What was she doing there?
What was the police officer doing?
Oh, get off the grass.
So it's okay for police to just go out and, as our previous caller has said, and set up young women. What's that going to do with the price of fish? What's that going to do with the price of it?
It's a big thing these days, isn't it?
Well, it wasn't such a big thing back then.
It wasn't in 86.
No.
No. Good evening.
I think you've got entirely the wrong end of the stick, so to speak. It is 26 minutes past 9, Radio Pacific. What do you think, folks? Peter, hello.
Good evening, how are you, mate?
Good.
There's a shocker in it about those young kids getting killed down in Otaki.
Yeah, it is.
You know, too much killing, too much murder and all this stuff. It's got to stop. We should all work together and make this our country a better nation.
I think you'll find at the centre of this there is some sort of custody dispute or something stupid at the heart of it.
So many children get in harm or getting killed or whatever, get in the fair with, and like that young Sri Lanka girl, if she goes back to Sri Lanka, they're going to give her heaps. So I hope she does stay put in New Zealand.
Mm-hmm.
And then with Don Braz and Georgie Hoo, but the marathon issue, then what's this country coming to? Why can't we all just work together as one?
Because we can't and we don't, and we seem to be very good at not.